We've got a big provincial budget coming down the pipe, so epic that we might need a provincial election.
It's always a big day for people like me. Budget hits at 3. I'm going to be listening to it live like everyone should be.
It sounds like there'll be some pretty big changes. One thing I would like to see, and it's probably not going to happen, but our local municipalities have been pushing for years, which is that special resort designation for provincial funding. If something like that was in the budget, it would probably be buried. It wouldn't be one of the big headlines, but it's something I'll be looking for anyways.
That's also something I'm going to be looking at for the second phase of the MGA rewrite, the Municipal Government Act, because that's also a venue through which municipalities can be given additional powers to get revenues. What we're hearing from places like Camor and Banff that are providing infrastructure for thousands, if not millions, of people who don't actually pay property taxes is that funding through property taxes is not enough.
One of the big things that we will be hearing about is some changes to healthcare. This new health levy that Prentice alluded to in the televised address on Tuesday might mean the return of some sort of healthcare premium like we used to pay up until 2009.
Yeah, it's supposed to be progressive, and yet we can't have progressive income tax or increase corporate taxes, which the majority of Albertans would like to see.
I know.
Like, you want to do business here? Then you need to support this province. Don't talk to me about competitiveness. And you know what? You don't want to be in Alberta because you don't want to pay your corporate taxes? Bye. I think there's other companies who like our advantages. Mm-hmm. That fear is just a way to get around not changing the system that benefits those in power's friends.
Exactly. I was going the same place. But, you know, when it does come to healthcare, already some changes in the works as far as Alberta Health Services and the centralization in Edmonton. I think they figured out, yeah, that was kind of a dumb idea.
2008, they got rid of all the regional health authorities. So we were in the Headwaters Health Authority here, and they centralized everything with Alberta Health Services in Edmonton. Now they're saying, oh, what we're hearing from everyone is that they want more say and local input and power into health services. So we're going to go back. Again, a political move. They're shuffling the deck, making it look like they're doing something. They took away the healthcare premium. Now they're bringing it back. They centralized healthcare. Now they're decentralizing it. These people don't know how to run healthcare. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, you have to wonder how many millions of dollars have been flushed down the toilet, changing things and then changing them back a few years later.
Even just letterheads and business cards. Every time they do this, it has a ripple effect cost across this bureaucracy that we've built. I suspect it's secretly a way of sabotaging the entire system so we can get private health care. That's going to be their solution one day. But maybe I've watched too much X-Files recently.